In December 1929, they went to Cambridge University together to sit the entrance scholarships. Christopher won a scholarship to Trinity College, Alan didn't. However, there was no love lost between the two due to this, and they remained very close, planning how Alan would sit the exams next year for another college. However, one February evening in 1930, Christopher was taken ill. He was transported by ambulance to London, where he underwent two operations. After 6 days of pain at noon on Thursday the 13th of February 1930, he died from bovine tuberculosis. Alan was devastated by this. However, he found, with the support of Christopher's mother, the strength to come through the trauma. And the next year he won a scholarship to study mathematics at King's College in Cambridge. He subsequently taught there, working in the expanding world of quantum mechanics. King's College was notable for its private culture, fostered by liberal thinkers, in which same-sex feelings were well understood. But Turing never fitted well into any culture. He was no connoisseur, but liked rowing and running. Nevertheless, when he was at Cambridge, he developed the proof which states that automatic computation cannot solve all mathematical problems. And after graduating age 23, he published an academic paper in 1936 entitled On Computable Numbers, in which he made a name for himself by disproving a critical mathematical theory. He did so in part by introducing the world to an idea he called the Universal Turing Machine, a device that could perform any mathematical problem by reducing the problem to numbers that could be calculated. The Universal Turing Machine was pioneering, as it would be many years before his rhetoric could be engineered into reality. However, his idea of a machine, hardware, that could be programmed to perform different tasks essentially describes every digital computer in existence today. In short, his 1936 paper sowed the seed of the digital revolution.